Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is having the courage to be our authentic self. So when we say having the courage to be our authentic self, why does it take courage?
Good morning, Chas. Why does it take courage? Yeah, good question. So let me ask you that question. Do you feel like you can be your authentic self, or does it feel scary?
Yeah, it feels scary.
It feels risky, right? And so yeah. Why does it feel risky? What do you have to lose? Because as long as we think we have something to lose rather than something to gain, we are going to probably choose that one. So what do you think that you would lose?
I guess the people in my life.
Which people?
Family, friends.
People that don't want you to be yourself?
Yeah.
What about the people that want you to be yourself?
There's still a fear there.
Okay, so talk about it. I think it's helpful to just kind of identify it, because I'm certain that many others can identify with it too.
Yeah, even though I know, and there are people that I am myself with, but there's still a fear there that says, oh, they won't accept me if I do this. Oh, you know, those voices still show up. Like, and the more I am myself, the more I do take risks to let, you know, the real me emerge. It does create fear, but it also, I don't know, kind of proves those voices wrong, because those people do stay.
Exactly. It is. That's why it takes courage, because we have to take risks to see who's going to stay, who's going to judge it, who's going to reject it, who's going to abandon us. That will happen. At least that's been my experience. I think yours too.
Yeah.
That there are certain people that prefer us to be the people pleasers that we've always been. But the journey is about finding out who we are and living, having the courage to live in that truth.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that those parts weren't me. Like, I knew something felt off, but it wasn't until coming into recovery and figuring out, wow, like, learning that I'm more introverted than I ever thought, for one thing. I don't really like putting a smile on your face was what you were supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to be pleasant and nice and the good girl. And that's like, if you didn't do that and people started asking what was wrong all the time, that there was a problem with that. So,
but putting a smile on our pain, which is what we do, and pretend that everything's okay, when inside, at least for myself, inside I felt spiritually dead, bankrupt, but I could put a smile on it, and I didn't even know, like you, I didn't even know that I wasn't being authentic. It was just the way that I lived, and it was what I was used to doing. It was kind of like that message I got as a child to suck it up and, you know, just put a smile on it and ignore how things really felt.
Yeah. Right? And you don't rock the boat with people. You don't set boundaries. Like, I didn't know any of that stuff.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Because those things do cause issues. I mean, there's no way around that. They do.
But listen, do we want to attract people by pretending to be someone that we're not? Then we're misleading them too. We initially know, because we didn't know. We didn't know we were being misleading. But now we're more aware that of our people pleasing, and realizing that people might be attracted to who they think we are, who we have presented ourselves to be, but it's not really who we are. So when they figure out who we are, then they may not be attracted to it. It's kind of like, you know, when you meet a man sometimes and you're on the honeymoon and everybody's on their best behavior and you think it's just wonderful. And then you start to meet more parts of that person and things get more real. But, you know, the honeymoon stage, that's just a very short temporary thing. We then get to learn who that person is and who we are. And hopefully we pick someone that it's safe enough to walk that journey out because, you know, there's a lot of divorce and separations.
For that exact reason, I'm sure.
Well, we put our best foot forward, right? We present ourselves to be this person, and then we can't sustain that forever.
Yeah.
It's going to start having cracks, and you're going to start seeing their flaws. They're going to start seeing yours, and that's when you know if it's real or not.
Yeah. We put our best fake foot forward.
Yes. Let's put the word fake in there.
Yeah, that was totally me. And then it was like, and then when that feeling started wearing off, like I didn't know what to do because I didn't know how to be myself. So, or I didn't feel safe enough to be myself. But I also chose people that they wanted what I presented. So,
yes. And all of that is there's a lot of control in there, too. We're trying to control them so we can get the outcome that we want. It's not really a good thing.
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
So what does being your authentic self today mean?
I'm still learning. I'm still being humbled every day. Although I do feel pretty humble. I feel, honestly, this is the most authentic I've ever been. As you know, I've just had so many physical issues these last years, and the pain doesn't really allow me to go into performance. It's just not my thing. I can't do it anymore. It's broken me of it, I guess. So my mask is, I think it's completely off, and I think I am my authentic self. I think this is me. This is me. And those parts that aren't me anymore, I can't be that. I can't go back there. I can't be that. I am who I am. And I don't need to label it or figure it out. I just feel free to be myself. And I'm not saying in every single situation, of course, you know, but in most situations in my life, I have permission with the people that I surround myself with to be my authentic self. That's what they're attracted to, is my truest self. And that's what I'm attracted to in other people, is their truest self. I can tell when somebody's performing or, you know, false pretenses. I can see through it. So I don't feel safe in those relationships because I know that it's just all people pleasing, and I can't do that anymore. I can't do the people pleasing thing. So Yeah, I am my authentic self. This is it, Chess.
It feels pretty authentic.
And you know, I was listening this morning to, I don't always listen to the podcast, to be honest, because I enjoy doing it, and I do enjoy listening to it. It's not that, but I'm just comfortable that, you know, there's nothing that needs to be changed, that it just flows in the way that it flows, and there's nothing that needs to be corrected. It's just very natural for both of us. So I really appreciate that, and I don't feel like I have to review it. But when I did listen to it this morning, what I noticed is it's very humbling. It just feels, I feel very humbled by it, and I hear that when I hear us talking. I hear humility. I hear honesty and humility, which is where I would want to be. And you know, you're there with me too. So it's a beautiful thing. And I know that you can be yourself with me. So that's what comes through, is you feel safe to be yourself with me. And I feel safe to be with you. And so it just works, right?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah.
We have to find those people that let us be ourselves.
Or they find us.
Yep.
Yep.
We have to stop wanting or thinking we need something from people that can't give us what we want or need, which really we have to find in ourselves anyway.
I somewhere have lost that desire too, of wanting to find. Yeah, I don't feel attached to that either. It's just surrendering all of it. Today is just about surrendering everything, turning everything over.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't do it all at once. We can do it in pieces. And so surrendering the future, surrendering what other people think of me, surrendering everything, surrendering the past, it's just a big surrender. And it takes daily practice for me.
Which is all in preparation for you to be your authentic self, right? Like mm-hmm. letting go, like the point of letting go is to let go of things, people, ideas, beliefs that aren't really us.
Yes. Yes. And I was thinking this morning, you know, we're doing this journal book and it's going to be really cute.
Yes,
and thank you. Thank you so much for your help with this. Because, you know, there was a time when I would have just hustled and just tried to make things happen. And that would have been my ego pushing me to get validation. And I feel none of that. I feel grateful that you, your creative side loves doing this. And I know that you love my artwork. So that's helpful too. So I feel like our relationship just, again, works very well that way because I have no desire to promote myself to anybody. I don't feel like I have anything to prove anymore. However, I still enjoy sharing and teaching. So now I feel like I have a way to do that where my ego doesn't get an audience. It just doesn't. And when I do my Zoom meetings, it's 100% me. There's nothing else. It's just me. So it's freedom. It's freedom, but it's taken a lot to get here.
It sure has.
A lot of ego smashing. That's another podcast, but ego yeah. smashing. Right?
Yes. And yeah. I'm definitely more of my authentic self, but I still have my ego still gets a thrill out of, you know, doing these things.
No, there's nothing wrong with being excited about that, Chaz. I don't really look at that as ego. I look at it as your creative side, which comes from your soul. We create from our soul, not from our mind. So, and your heart. Your heart and soul are doing the creating. And I know one of your lessons is feeling good enough. Mm. You know, is growing into the place where you feel good enough to play with my artwork and mm-hmm. to be part of projects with me. Because I know there was a time it was hard to even be in group, remember?
Yes.
But you just didn't feel like you'd ever fit in. And now, look, I turn my stuff over to you and you make the magic happen.
Yes.
It's lovely. It's lovely. You're right. 'Cause, yeah, so, no, that's not ego.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're growing into that place of being able to appreciate yourself because you even said you enjoy the podcast, you like how they sound, you like the things you've been creating, so... That is a big change for you of owning and accepting yourself in ways that you couldn't do it before, no matter what, right? You couldn't get there, but you are coming there. You're coming into your own.
And I get to do it from home.
Yes. Oh, isn't that the best part?
Which is like, yes, which is also the other best part of my job, which has been the hardest, but the best part of it is that I get to work alone, which is important to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people's soul just needs a lot of quiet time. And you're one of those people. And I'm one of those people. And I'm sitting here right now in my pajamas. I'm not sure I brushed my hair or teeth yet.
Yep. Me neither. We're on the same page. Yep.
Who cares?
Yeah. Who does care?
Mm-hmm.
That's changed.
Yeah. It has.
Yeah. So anything else that you want to add on being our authentic self?
No, I think that's it for today. We're going to do a podcast on the vortex, which is going to be interesting because these are, you know, just like yesterday doing the one on my spiritual experiences. It's a little bit out of my comfort zone. It's not things that I've shared publicly. Doesn't make it less true, but I just have not done that. And so today we'll be doing another podcast on the vortex and I think I'm ready. I'm ready.
That'll be following this one, and it's going to be a good one. It's an exciting one, so make sure you tune into that one.
Okay, Miss Promoter. That's why I got you.
Yep, who knew? Not me.
I know.
Well, thanks for being here today. Thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!